Stop that Indian impression before I start recording.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Lockie was doing it, by the way. That's the
thank you for clarifying.
Key part there, obviously. Pinky and I would never do that. We've got careers.
Look, I already, I fed him though as well to, you know, get him into a better place
better
for the
place.
Post-show show.
I'll put him in a better place.
A snack, given a bit of cheese, dip given and the crackers.
Correct opportunity. Yeah. Put you 6 feet under. Sorry, we've come in hot.
What's going on?
We have come in really hot.
Oh, it's the extra coffees.
I'm very tired as well. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're our news reporter. I'm really here.
I feel comforted
to hear that.
I had one of those days where you go, good morning, I'm Lachlan Eder, and mess up the very first word.
What was the first word?
I had quite a few of them.
Pet. And I think I said part. I don't know.
Dear me.
Dear. Tamagotchi is what you were thinking of.
So before we get into it, you mentioned coffee, Pinky. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a common chat we have with Lockie in here, is that he doesn't go and get us a coffee.
Nope.
And what's the reason behind
why
no
should
flexibility?
I?
But he goes, the thing is that you didn't add there, he goes with everyone else in the office at about 8:30
and we're
still on air.
Maybe
he's always got time for them and they mosey on down the street.
Maybe that's more of a reflection on you guys.
They play Uno.
Even when he has helped out and got us a coffee, he's brought it back cold because he couldn't leave early to deliver it because he had to hang out with everyone else.
I know.
He's unreal.
Your dog.
It's a good thing you didn't breed yet. It's a really good thing.
Yeah, because that kid would be a little shit.
Oh, yeah. They'd be removed.
What is...
Okay, coffee stuff aside, now that that's out of the way. A chat that just erupted out in the office, which I thought I might run by you two, was someone asked how old I am.
Mm.
I told him. And then I go, well, how old do I look? And they didn't want to comment.
This is a completely illegal question to ask a colleague.
Only in a job interview.
Interesting, hey?
Only in a job interview.
Don't know about that.
Just to find out how little you can pay them. Go, oh, phew, they're not in that upper bracket. They're still young or something like that. But I thought I think we all know each other's age, but without knowing
what did you look, and what did they come back with?
They refused to answer because it's too, you know, don't want to offend me. Didn't want to offend
me. That's what I mean, you're getting into an area there that's like all tiptoe.
You and I spoke about this the other day, though.
You and I?
Yeah. When I referred to you as your generation.
Yes. Well, it's like,
there's only a matter of years between the two of you.
So I was saying, if you ever had a day off, we'd just have to go down to the street and find someone in their 70s who's senile, and then bang, there's our podcast co-host for the day.
Yeah.
But I mean, just looking at us individually, and we all got to be careful here, how old do you think we look? Pinky, we'll let you start.
How old do I think you guys look?
Yep. Do we need an exact number?
Yeah, I'd like an exact number.
I feel like Lockie's personality is much older than his years.
Mm-hmm.
I think he probably looks older than he is.
Actually, not know.
I know your age. No, I'm not saying the age. Talking about how old you look.
We're saying irrespective.
Yeah, I know your age.
We know the age.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think you look older in your work year, Lockie, because of your choice of outfit.
Brown pants, brown shoes.
Yeah. But not like, you know, not in your 50s.
Give us a number. I reckon early
30s for Lockie. And Anthony.
As he twiddles his mustache.
Well, you know, we've had some feedback before and people have kind of thought you were maybe 30.
Yeah.
I'd say you could both get away with
that. So we're saying I'm younger and more attractive.
Yeah, now if you both want to add 10 years onto me, we're going to have a problem.
Sorry, before we guess Pinkies, with the whole me being 30 thing, we had a casual employee who was like, wow, like, you know, you're doing your first brekkie show at 30. That's great. Good on you. And I was like, no, I'm... You know, at the time, I think I was 23. I was like, I'm 23. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Defo not 30.
Someone else told me you were 30, and she was under the impression. And then we did a little investigation because we thought maybe the station was telling everyone I was 30 to appeal to the demo
increase
a bit more.
Your credibility.
No, yeah, definitely not.
But no, I was just a wee little boy.
See, but this is where radio works because I think we sound older than we look.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, who's turn next? Anthony, you go.
I'll go Lockie first. You do still, despite how you sound, you do have a youthful face still. You've got a bit of a baby face. Yesterday I would have said 31, but you've had a haircut, or you had your haircut yesterday, actually.
2 days ago, but thanks for noticing.
No, I corrected myself and said you had your haircut was in place yesterday. So 2 days ago I would have said 31. And in the space of 2 days, you've gone down to 29. You lucky thing.
That's still older than I am. You youthful little fella.
Yeah, but I, like I said, I think it's like a how you dress kind of thing.
And
here we go. Staring at me. It's creepy.
Just trying to get the right.
He stares at me all day.
Was that a subtle beep that will be needed?
He's forced to stare at me all morning.
I don't think so.
No?
Just trying to catch me out.
You've been staring at me for nearly 12 months. Come on. Every day. You don't need to think about it.
You shouldn't be staring at me.
And you only age backwards. I'm going to say 38.
Yeah.
Seriously, you've got very good skin.
Yeah.
I know people in their 30s with much worse skin.
38.
And I won't name names.
Why do you do
this? You'd be happy with that.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with it. It's just
Why
interesting
do you
to get
do
your
this
thoughts.
To yourself, though?
Yeah, this was a terrible idea. I can't believe
it's not even a skin thing. Anyway, Lockie, your turn.
I would guess that you were about my age.
Okay.
So, what, 28?
Yep. Careful, mate.
Oh, I do need to. Yeah,
careful, because I'm the senior person in the room, so this is where the boys like tiptoe around.
I would say.
And let's be honest, there is a slightly more taboo around guessing a female's age.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Yeah. People do carry on about it. Mm. And I'll just be open and frank, and then they act all weird as well. Like, can't win. It's bloody annoying. That. It's not a secret. Here we go.
He started with the 3 because he's been guessing.
Yeah.
Let's start with the 5. It's kind of one up, of course. You're going to go 1 year.
You guys are so pathetic. See, you're just creating the drama because of the way you're reacting to me, but you didn't hesitate on each other, but you hesitate on me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and also your dog, you went 1 year younger than I went.
I wasn't listening to what you said.
Yeah, but it's interesting. You're listening so when intently. You talk about age, like if people assume that you are younger than you are, and this is coming from my own life experience and being a female, and then having blonde hair, they'll discount you. They'll be like, I think you're younger, therefore more stupid and less knowledgeable.
Really?
So it's usually a put down thing. Yeah. So it's like, let me talk down to you because I think you're young and stupid.
You had pink hair when we met, didn't you?
Yeah, I have pink put in my hair. Yeah, but blonde is in my hair colour. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
so it's
that
a bit more of
your
a.
Tune a bit, Lockie, because he was saying out in the office before. He's like, well, there's a reason women are paid less because they are dumber. Oh, you.
And then, like, you guys, let's charge you up and act like you're more senior or more wise or knowledgeable, but you're not even.
Look at him.
You're not even 30.
Buttons in front of him and he.
Yeah, so they make a lot of assumptions based on how you dress or look or personality.
I also think I don't take great care of, like, I'm in the sun a lot. I'm doing brekkie hours. I look a bit weathered. Wear a moustache.
Not about that at all.
How old do you reckon I'd look if I shave the moustache? If I find a photo without
facial
hair?
I think your moustache can make you look older. But see, you guys have to realize, as you know,
20-year-old.
It's funny, isn't it? When you're younger, you kind of want people to think you look older.
Mm. Yeah. 16, I was dying to be 18. 18, I was dying to be 21.
Yeah, whereas when I'm middle-aged, you don't want people going, geez, you look 50, you've had a rough time, have you? Mm. Like, you're insulting, right?
Shit, sorry. Damn it.
Sorry, wherever you are, you either really want to be aged up a bit or you want to be aged back.
Kind of what you said as well. Like, before I got into news, I was doing freelance media stuff. And had people, again, not taking you seriously because I was, in my early 20s?
Yep.
Ran my own business, had the product.
Yes.
And people very quickly dismissed you.
What business was it?
I'm not telling you because then you'll Google
just
it.
Say it.
Ooh.
I was just saying this morning that I wanted to be 10 years old again.
Yeah.
But mentally you're there.
Get on you, mate. Got one joke off.
10 years old to have like the responsibilities, which is nutter of a kid.
In June 2022, I think I was clean shaven, guys. Look at that.
Oh,
not you.
You look like
what?
Yes, it
What's
is.
His name?
You do look really different with no moustache, but you got long hair too.
The comedian.
And you got glasses on though. That's a bit of a thrower.
Not
Yeah, I know. Well, I wear glasses for distance stuff.
Here we go. Why are you wearing them at school?
What?
Wow, you actually look a lot older there, I reckon.
There, is it?
Yeah, the rock.
I reckon you look older there. How old are you there? Yeah.
17.
Do you know what? Because it looks like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, that's true.
Out of the New Idea magazine.
That could be a good photo to post.
Look at Mr. Stefanos enjoying a weekend.
Anthony in his prime. 20 yeah. February.
No, you look, all downhill you look 30 from there. And like from 1985.
I would not recognize you, look a bit like you him if there. You punched me in the face.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't
is
be
that
able
a
to,
saying?
You wouldn't have I any vision, so that might be
why. Okay, thanks for indulging me. We'll get in some of the best bits of the show over the last couple of weeks. You can get in touch on Facebook or on Instagram, Triple M CQ or Triple M Central Queensland.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
On the Gladstone Facebook open discussion page, someone jumped on there just the end of last week to ask, where are people getting their tinned beetroot from at the moment? This is really? A high priority post, okay? I love this stuff.
These posts always give me
what were we doing in the 90s to find these? I don't know. I guess we just had to go and have a look ourselves.
Well, the other thing is you're not in the 90s anymore, so you can Google it. Yeah. You know, like these aren't, these groups aren't, don't have as great a database.
Or when you're doing your shopping online, just check through on the grocery list.
Yeah.
And search, like, do you have this in stock?
And to be honest, where can you get tinned beetroot outside of Coles or Woolies or IGA or a
pretty much
food
just
works, a farm, not a farm.
Yeah, any of those places. Yeah.
So what were the answers?
There's all sorts of different answers that IGA, a particular one, had some. There must have been a shortage or something. It must have been some kind of random sellout. I love that somebody offered to give her a tin from their own pantry. Just like the old neighbour story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe have to drive half an hour, but hey, I've got a tin of beetroot if you like it. So I thought I'd ask this morning. Look, I don't particularly buy it. I've talked about it previously where my parents are obsessed and they always leave tins of it in my pantry when they visit.
Oh, yeah, you told me
this. It's
like
they can't go a week without it. I'm like, I'm not that person.
How much did they bring up?
Like there was a couple of tins, two or three in my pantry.
Wow.
So 133353, where did you last buy a tin of beetroot from? Colin, where did you get your tins of beetroot from recently?
I don't even go to the shop, so why the hell would I want to go and buy beetroot?
How do you eat?
Well, just because I don't go to the shop doesn't mean somebody doesn't go to the shop.
Well, I just was checking because maybe you're like a full-time Uber eater or something.
No. I just hate shopping centres. And
yeah, it's weird.
So is this one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, I put the laundry in this basket all of a sudden, you know, 2 days later, it's folded and back in my cupboard. Is this one of those things? You get your tin beetroot, you don't know, it just arrives.
Yeah, well.
But do you guys buy tin beetroot anyway?
Yeah, I think she does. Yeah, yeah.
We you do have it in your menu at home?
Have a salad occasionally.
Occasionally. Groundsman on 133353. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Nice chirpy morning today it is. You're talking about beetroot.
Yes, yes. Let's get straight to the point. Where are we buying it from?
Who cares?
Okay, thanks for your call. Laurel on 133353. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Where are we getting our beetroot from?
Well, I ended up buying the fresh stuff from Coles because I was panicking because I'm one of those people that need them in the pantry too.
Really?
And you can't have a hamburger without beetroot.
So how often are you eating hamburgers with beetroot at home?
Well, I'm trying to avoid the bread at the moment, so I use the mushroom instead.
But oh, yeah. Oh. Nice. Anthony's interested in those burgers.
Yeah. But no, I have to have the beetroot, yeah, definitely. So when they had a bit of a shortage, I just bought the fresh beetroot.
So there was a shortage then?
Oh, definitely. Huh. I went through Coles and Woolworths and Yapoon and couldn't get
really?
Any.
Really?
You've struck a nerve here. Yes. People are big on beetroot.
Yeah. See, I make salads quite often, or veggies and whatever, but I don't have beetroot in there, that's all.
Oh, I use those little cube beetroots and throw them in the salad. I love it.
Yeah, see, I do that. Oh. I'll buy, you know how you can get in, like, plastic, those little ones that are already stripped naked and then they're in, like, their own, I guess it's like a tin beetroot, but it's in plastic.
Okay. Yep.
I get those, dice them for a salad, but then I chuck it back in the fridge and then I completely forget about it. And how long does beetroot last, Lorelei?
Oh, if it's a fresh beetroot, that I'd use that in about a week or so. But in the tin, it lasts ages.
Yeah.
Once it's open, if you put it in a sealed container.
Mm. I mean, yeah, the Tupperware back in the day was probably one of the only brands that had the beetroot strainer that you could keep it in the fridge for 1,000 years.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah, everyone's got one.
Oh, my God. I reckon we could do another 10 minutes on beetroot.
I know.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Have you got a tight ass in your life on 133353? My sister's bleeding me dry, Pinkster.
I know, when they're grown-ups with jobs.
Taking me for a fool.
I mean, I'm not a tight ass, so I see that and go, yeah, fair.
You know what I mean?
Like, everybody chip in, and that's kind of what community and family is all about, isn't it?
If you're not one, it's so hard to wrap your head around why someone is.
Yeah, because it's not a one-off thing. Let's just highlight that too. It's not like a one-off occasion. Like, they are constantly opting out, not chipping in, being hard work with anything, and the whole world relies on money. So it's all the time.
That's
all
capitalism. The time. That's the world we live in. That's economics. We got Peter from...
Oh, don't start me.
I'd love to start. Oh. We got Peter from Gladstone on the phone this morning. Hello, Peter.
G'day, mate.
Have you got a tight ass in your life?
Yeah, it's on its way over here now.
Oh, no. What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
An ex.
An ex.
Oh, goodness.
What do they have to come over for this morning?
Money,
well,
probably.
She rang me up this morning, said she needed money for a script.
Yeah.
And so I transferred some money, and then she rang me back. She said, oh, I'm on my own. I'm going to use that money for a bus fare to your place. Have you got much food in your freezer? And have you got any smokes on you? And I cop this at least 3-4 times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to start working two jobs.
Why are you putting up with it?
The only time I don't hear from her is when she's got a fresh packet of smokes or it's her payday.
Oh, wow.
And the rest of the time, like today, I'm guessing she's going to take some steaks out the freezer and take a packet of smokes and ask me to put more money in her account and do a guilt trip on me.
So do you guys have kids? Yeah. Is that why you're still...
Oh, goodness me, no.
But you're still looking after her.
Yeah, I know. I sort of feel sorry for her.
What'd she catch you doing back in the day?
What's she got over your head,
committed
mate?
For life.
Yeah. Well, I'm just... A lot of people just tell me I'm a little bit too soft with everybody. I hope a lot of people out, but...
Yeah, no. Oh. And then they...
Just, yeah. She came here the other day and cleaned me out, and she's coming here now, so...
Yeah. I'm a little bit shy for a coffee today. Have you got 5 you can transfer me, Peter?
Oh, don't.
I just bought some of those cappuccino things yesterday, if you want a box of them.
Look, on a serious note, though, I'd say, like, Peter's on that other end of the spectrum, which is being very generous and kind, right?
Yes.
And we can be too far that way as well, just like people can be too far this way, which is tight ass, which is miserable and mean.
Yeah. So, Peter, you're in a very, very good club, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's costing me.
Yeah, you need to be able to get someone to help you out with how to kind of knock
her
back.
This particular person, you know, gets good money.
Really?
Yeah.
But, still just sponges and bludgers and won't pay for a thing. We'll go out somewhere for lunch and I've got to pay for everything.
Yeah, no, you're not going out to lunch with them anymore. Okay, I just said so.
She'll have steak and chips. And
No more lunch dates, mate. Cancel,
hey,
cancel.
Tell her if she calls 133353, we'll give her 20. I want to hear her side. Money, money, money. Must be funny. We're talking about tight asses earlier in the show, and is there one in your life? Because we all have one. Mine is my older sister, unfortunately.
Ooh. It's so hurtful. Oh. Does it hurt you?
Oh, absolutely it does, because, you know, money's a way we all show each other how much we care. You know, I get you a coffee, you get me a coffee. I know we care about each other.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't even really keep tabs on it, because it's just kind of...
No.
Yeah, you know. Because ebbs and flow, right, of life.
You're what's known as a decent human being.
Yeah.
My older sister, though, not chipping in for any of the streaming services.
Yeah, you've said this. And also not even, putting in a portion of money to the family to contribute to this either. Zero.
Nothing whatsoever. She's the eldest, by the way.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, that was a visual thing.
Firstborn.
I rubbed my fingers together. Like money, cash in hand. You couldn't have heard that, obviously, if you're listening in your car.
There's no cash in his hand. Just sweaty fingers.
There you go. Now you can hear it.
Louder? Yeah, there we go.
Yes. Sorry, the intern's pressing the buttons. It's all happening this morning.
We don't pay the intern enough. That's probably why.
Should we? The intern works for free. That's what an intern does.
Well, that's a whole nother issue we don't want to raise up on this conversation at the moment.
Yeah.
Speaking of tight ass.
Would like, though, to give her a call and confront her about not paying for the streaming services.
I'm pretty sure Triple MCQ can cough up a payment for that phone call.
All right, let's dial the number.
Hello.
Good morning, Cara.
Oh, good morning. Yes, what a wonderful morning it is.
She's radio ready. Rolled out of bed. All right, you're on this morning for a reason.
Didn't cost anything to roll out of bed.
Oh, no, no.
Did you pay for your bed?
It's free. Waking up is free.
Yeah, it was free, yeah.
I bet it was.
But you know what? You could have had a free bed too. It's just what you're willing to accept.
No, I had to pay for my bed.
No, you could have had a free bed. What, you've never had a bed?
No, I have a bed. My bed in Melbourne, the big bed frame, that beautiful one I have, I paid for when I was 16.
What did you have before that?
I don't know, I was a child. I had a single bed.
You could have just kept that.
A single bed in my 20s.
Wow. The sacrifices you need to make.
I'm sure. would have been another option.
Your sister this morning.
I low-key prepped Cara last night and said, I'm going to get you on the radio and call you a tight ass. So that's why she's come out all guns blazing.
She is ready for you.
I mean, you know me. I'm going to be prepared. I made notes, I made points, and I have something to say. I won't be taken down.
I love your preparation.
You are mad. So just to set it back up for you, Cara, earlier on in the show, I accused you of being a tight ass because for years, myself and our other sister Zoe have been paying for streaming services, which you and Julia, and I'll give Julia a pass because she's a baby, have contributed no dollars and cents to.
Yep.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I just have to say, I don't need it. Like, I can make do. If you weren't paying for it, I'd use the ones that Dad's paying for. And if Dad wasn't paying for it, I'd use ones from my friends. Or I just wouldn't watch it. I'd find illegal ways to download these things. Or I'd read a book. And if I really, really wanted it, I would pay for it. Like, I pay $30 a month for Adobe instead. I don't actually need that. I need a cancel subscription. But I do pay for things.
But you've just dubbed yourself in that if Anthony wasn't supplying the streaming services, you'd use everybody else's access or else because go without. So if you couldn't use everyone else's passwords, that you would go without it.
Yeah, I could, because then I'd find another resourceful, strategic way, e.g. illegally online.
Stingy way, not strategic.
Yeah, deliberately avoiding the cost of it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's possible to do these things in life if you're just smart about it.
No. It's only possible if someone else is paying for it, though, right? If no one was paying at all, then you couldn't navigate your way through. So it is essentially trying to use other people.
Unfortunately, there's also free-to-air TV, which could make me very happy.
Unfortunately.
Hang on, I'm going to cancel Stan then. Can you send me Bridget, your housemate's login?
Well, you can't use Bridget's login because it's my household. Because you have to use it in our house.
No, you don't. Netflix has those rules. Stan's still a bit loose. They can't afford to lose a customer.
Oh, well then, sure, I can give you the login.
Good.
This is what you got to do. You use your networks. How do you think I got through a law degree?
You studied your ass off, I think. Also, the other thing, Pinky, when we were chatting before, there were four streaming services I mentioned.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Cara, in the text, you only responded about two. You said, I only use Disney and Stan.
Yeah.
And you didn't mention Binge or Prime.
No, I don't use Binge or Prime.
Really? Because wasn't it just last week that you texted me saying, who's got the Prime account? Because I just signed you up to a 7-day trial of Paramount. Don't forget to cancel that in a week.
Yeah, well, that's, again, well, it's a free trial, you know? You get in.
I forgot. I've been charged.
Well, that's your problem.
She's definitely a lawyer.
That. And you know what I was going to do? I was going to remind you, but I sent three messages in the family chat, and this is your fault.
Oh, wow.
What a gaslight.
Lawyer.
Just before we let you go, what other dot points do you have down
there? Yeah, I want to hear all about it. I love this preparation.
Oh, absolutely, you guys. All right, here we go. All right. I'm resourceful and strategic. I'm just smart with my money, unlike you. Would a tight ass spend over $200 on their housemate for their birthday, even though they're not their close friend? Would a tight ass go overseas and stay in hostels and eat breakfast, lunch and dinner out? Absolutely not. I just think I spend money on the things that I believe are important, and I prioritise food and experiences.
Yeah, and other people's passwords.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, my God. Well, this call's gone for sort of, what, 5.5 minutes? You can calculate that and claim it when you do your tax return.
Oh, is it a billable hour? Thank you so much.
Bloody lawyers. Money, money, money.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Get more after this.
There should not be more bigots in the world, Lockie. That is not a good thing to say.
Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Back biscuits into the... on the other hand.
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Did you just interrupt me while I tried to do the back into the post show show?
Okay, sorry. As you
no,
were.
You
no.
totally did.
You screwed it.
No radio editing.
And that's okay. That's all right.
I'm not a radio person.
Yeah, you're just used to just banging out your news reports.
He's a podcast.
To anybody who will listen.
He's a podcast.
In your private studio.
Yeah, what'd he get up to in there?
It does smell like fish in there, though.
Oh, what's going on with that studio?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
You're the only one who works in there.
I'll blame you guys.
Oh, yo. This week on the Facebooks, Lachlan, Pinky was asking how long you would leave a prawn out before you eat it. What's the longest amount of time?
I don't eat prawns.
Of course you don't.
Anything that has flavour.
They don't have flavour. That's the problem.
Well, what are you eating those fried crap things from Woolworths? No, like, I mean, not fried, frozen, like, just garbage?
We used to go to the Vic markets and all of that.
Really? Yeah. And you're going to knock fresh seafood from the Vic markets of all places?
Prawns, yes. Oh, my goodness. This guy. You put them in a sauce just so there's taste.
You wonder why I say you sound like a 70-year-old.
If you have chicken on its own, it's not that amazing.
Yeah, I know that.
You need to marinate stuff. That's where the flavour is.
You have them fresh. They're salty. They're juicy. Yeah. They're amazing. And then dip them in the seafood sauce or a bit of lemon. Oh, wow. I can't.
Okay. Well
but not long would be the answer. Not for an hour.
But they're actually cooked, just sitting there.
With the flies and the...
No, we're just sitting with us on the beach under a marquee.
I probably wouldn't have. We had a fair few comments, though, come through.
Yeah, it was pretty even, I thought.
And someone, what did they
say? Not everyone thinks I'm a lunatic.
Someone, Darren, says, Pinky's not really with it, is she? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a good point, Darren. And then when you told the story, you called it Whopper.
Yes.
And that upset someone.
Yeah, someone had to send through a big political barrage of crap. On Messenger. Stop calling it Whopper as well as Great Capital Island.
It's been called that for years, the First Nations people of this country.
Yeah.
At the risk of kicking things off.
Yeah, kick them off. Let's do it.
There was something on telly the other day, and I just thought, how quickly have we accustomed to calling it Gowrie?
Yeah.
As opposed to Fraser Island.
Move on.
Like that?
Yeah.
You know, all of the uproar about that, and you go, oh. But I'll go on a tangent here.
Go, tangent away.
I spoke to a language expert at CQU, and she was from somewhere, you know, Russian area, I think, from memory. And she said, look at how language and places change. She goes, the place I grew up doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's
because, you know, countries change and city names change. And you look at Turkey. Anyone who calls it Turkey, that's not what it's called.
Yeah.
What?
Turkey is called Turkiye or Turkiye.
Oh,
they changed the name.
I thought that was just their, like, how they say it in their language.
It was something that went before the UN a couple of years ago. But it's like, why do we call it Germany? That's not what Germans call it.
What do Germans call it?
Deutschland, isn't it?
I think that's just German.
I've got
for
a German
Germany.
Friend. She just says Germany, but she's probably doing that.
If that's
to all
what
us
the Germans call it. Shouldn't
Western
be,
idiots.
That be what we call it?
Yeah.
Yes. But then, like, each country you know, like in Greek, I can only really speak to that, but Greece, that's not the word for Greece in Greek. And the same way, like Australia has a slightly different word, but, you know, kind of tailored to the Greek language, stuff like that. Doesn't, you know, it's just their definition of.
Yeah. But that, a name is a name.
Mm. I tend to agree. But then, like, I have a Greek name and they wouldn't, you know, and it's not just Anthony in Greek. It's a bit different.
Can I ask what it is? No?
Yeah, yeah. I just always embarrass myself a bit when I speak Greek, but Adoni.
That's so, like, really nice.
Adonis, if you know, you've said it with an English accent.
Yep.
But that's the Greek name for Anthony. And every, I think everyone has a Greek name. I don't know what Lachlan's would be.
So what was your point?
I can't remember.
Names change.
Names change. Language evolves.
Yeah, or they revert to what they were originally called.
Yeah. Greatest name changes of all time?
Was that a question?
Cat Stevens.
Oh, to Yusuf.
Yeah.
Then he didn't he go back?
Yeah. I saw him in concert and he promoted it as Cat Stevens, I'm pretty sure, in just before COVID. Mm. He's amazing, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
He has not aged a bit vocally.
Incredible.
Oh. Yeah, incredible. He was amazing live. Bob Dylan, terrible.
Oh, really?
Awful. Really upsetting. I was like, so devoted. I really wanted to fight for him. Everyone was like, he's awful live. And I was like, get stuffed. It's Bob Dylan. Oh, God, it was actually woeful.
Pretty
and
crazy.
Then there's the obvious one. Starts with meat and ends with loaf.
Like a terrible performer.
The MCG?
Yeah.
Well, and his name.
One of the worst. Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. Oh, that's probably one of the great name changes.
Yep.
Well, I can't think of any more. So
that'll probably do us.
That'll probably do. Oh, no, we've got to give a pressure test clue.
I don't have one.
Can't you check ahead for the week? Oh, my God.
What?
I shit you not. I had not looked at tomorrow's pressure test. And guess what one of the questions is?
Well, it's about a name change.
What is Muhammad Ali's original name?
I can remember the first
bit. Whoa.
Sting like a bee.
All right, there's your pressure test clue for Thursday. We'll catch it. Oh, we're going to catch you tomorrow. This is the podcast. See you later.
Bye.
See ya.
From round the corner
to your street and neighborhood,
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.